From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Federal officials say a man from Illinois has been infected with the virus that causes MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. The Centers for Disease Control says it's the first time the infection has been transmitted in this country. Dr. David Swerdlow is with the CDC. He says the man's doing okay.
At this time, he is reported to have had mild cold-like symptoms, but he did not seek or require medical care since exposure to the Indiana MERS patient. He is currently reported to be feeling well.
The CDC says the first case of MERS in this country was confirmed earlier this month in Indiana, where a man fell ill shortly after coming to the U.S. from Saudi Arabia. In this week's political media addresses, Republicans are focusing on the scandal engulfing the Department of Veterans Affairs. President Obama is resuming his push to find the money to repair and modernize bridges, roads, and ports around the country. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
President Obama is warning of job losses if lawmakers don't move soon.
If Congress doesn't act by the end of this summer, federal funding for transportation projects will run out.
Speaking in his weekly address, the president linked improved infrastructure to tourism, which he said also creates jobs and can grow the economy. The administration is proposing a plan that would close a funding gap. Republicans devoted their media message to the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Our veterans gave us their best, but it's obvious that too often they've gotten the worst from those charged with their care.
Arizona Senator John McCain speaking a day after the top official in charge of veterans care resigned amid allegations of treatment delays. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The Utah Supreme Court has halted all same-sex adoption cases until state justices can determine whether those adoptions are legal. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Terry Gilday reports.
Last month, lawyers for the state filed a petition saying several judges abused their discretion by approving adoptions for gay couples and ordering the Utah Department of Vital Records to issue birth certificates for those adopted children. Supporters of same-sex couples say the state is tearing families apart. Last year, a federal district court judge ruled that Utah's law banning same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. More than 1,300 gay couples in the state got married before the U.S. Supreme Court stayed the district court decision. The state appealed to the 10th Circuit Court in April. That case has been expedited, and the court could rule any day. A decision by the 10th Circuit could have a bearing on how Utah Supreme Court justices may rule on same-sex adoptions in the state. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in Salt Lake City.
California Chrome has won the second leg of the Triple Crown horse race, winning the Preakness at Pimlico in Baltimore this evening. He's the 34th horse to win both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. The three-year-old colt now heads to Belmont Stakes in New York next month. Ride on Curling came in second. This is NPR. An ongoing bitter battle over smartphone technology patents between two of the world's biggest tech companies appears to be ending. Apple and Google have reached an agreement settling all of the lawsuits against each other. The agreement means nearly two dozen lawsuits in the U.S. and European courts are over. The dispute centered on the phone's operating systems, but the deal has no impact on a separate patent issue, Apple's lawsuits against Samsung, also over smartphone technology. In Colombia, efforts to end a 50-year-old guerrilla war are making progress. From Bogota, John Otis reports the Colombian government and drug trafficking rebels have signed an accord to jointly combat Colombia's illegal drug trade.
Colombia is the world's leading cocaine producer. Profits from the drug trade have helped the country's FARC guerrillas fund their war against the government. But President Juan Manuel Santos announced that the FARC has agreed to get out of the drug trade should the two sides reach a final accord at peace talks in Havana, Cuba. The agreement could also boost Santos in the May 25 presidential election. Santos is running for re-election on a peace platform, but is locked in a tight race with challenger Oscar Iván Zuluaga, who opposes the peace talks. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.
Firefighters north of San Diego are searching the blackened hillsides, trying to guard against a resurgence of flames that have blackened the area in the past few days. Wildfires have consumed some 39 square miles in San Diego County, have already destroyed 11 houses and an 18-unit condo complex. Crews are also remaining at Camp Pendleton Marine Base, where fires are 40% contained. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.